Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having a wonderful program today. Today is the 15th of December, Wednesday, 2010. So let's start off with a, how about an anxiety clearing for everybody? So if you have any anxiety, here it goes away that you may have experienced in the last few days. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for physical body pain. And again, think of where your pain is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll do another clearing here, and we'll do one for, maybe for trauma, if you had any trauma the last couple days here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, everybody. Let's energize the light beam. So we'll bring in the female energy. So scroll down on your monitor screen a little ways beneath the blinking flower there, and you're going to see the light beam appear. We're going to energize this photograph now with one of the female light beams. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I see that we have colors on. Joseph and Mary and Sarah, looks like. Mo, Chili, Peace, Dulcie, Mary, Marie R. Let's see, he just blinked off. Eric. So I see a thing about human beings. So I hope they don't like, since chili's on, I don't hope they don't like chili and beans. Anyway. back to you, Sylvia. You out there in cyberspace? That's a rough one.
Yep, I'm here. How are you? And hi, everyone. Hope you're doing great tonight. If you're tuning in live, it is Wednesday, December 15th, which is amazing because that means the year is almost over. And for everyone that's just been in the moment and going through their year, I'm sure they've experienced it's just gone by really quickly. So I don't know what we're going to get into tonight because we're live and we're in the moment. So whatever you'd like to talk about, just give us a message on the fast chat, type in a question, request a healing sample, anything you'd like Ron to talk about, just please go ahead and post that in the fast chat, and then we'll just see what comes up on there and take it one at a time. So let's see, over to you, Ron.
Okay, let's see here. Looks like Peace is requesting, that was the last one on the fast chat here, healing of snakes. Okay, this may be the energetic life forms that are inside of us here, so we'll do some of the alien energetic snake energies. So these are wrapped around our lungs sometimes. This is what I'm seeing right now. And also it could be around our throat. So somebody also requested a clearing there, I believe. So let's do lungs, and then we'll do throat, taking away the snake energies. So just see how your body is responding. Your body will tell you what's happening. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, boy, this is dense. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, oh man, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Those are the alien critters. We get rid of these on the 8-hour calls that we have on Sundays. We have a call this coming Sunday, coming up, and then one after that. So if you're interested in having some wonderful healing, this is where it's at. Let's do the clearing now for alien parasitic life forms that could be in your throat, and we'll also concentrate on snakes there. Here we go. So one. Oh, man. Two. My throat's hurting. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, wow, six. Oh, man. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do some timeline crashing for these critters. So let's do lung energies. Remember, we have that on the website. $20 a week, $60 for the month. You can crash emotional issues and even, you know, your physical issues, but first figure out what the emotional one is because they attach to your emotions. So let's do a timeline crash for your lungs. So here we go. Remember, this is where the aliens abduct you into parallel lifetimes. In the beyondo. So here we go. One, crashing this timeline for your lungs. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's do our throats. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. These timelines will probably be done crashing in 15 minutes. So you may feel a rock and rolling effect with you. Your body could shake, could quiver. You could have chills. Could feel very agitated. You know, you could even be really pissed off, you know, because your body knows that it's been abducted and messed around with. So you can have all different emotions on these here. And in 15 minutes, it will be done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, so let's see. Is there anything that we should talk about as far as upcoming events or expos or anything like that happening in the near future that people might want to start figuring out how they could get to?
Yeah, so I'll be going to the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. That's at the LAX Hilton. I believe it's the 11th of February, if not mistaken. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have our special 8-hour calls. We have two of those this month, and those are for healing, getting rid of the alien life forms that inhabit your body without your knowledge and permission. And then we also have our once a year special call, which will be January 1st, which is a Saturday. And this call will be for people who would like to experience the upcoming energies that the Earth Spirit wants to have brought to it for healing for the next year. So it's not necessarily going to be in stone because the energy could change a little bit. But this is what is kind of guesstimated, we'll say. And you can have some affirmations if you wish, what you think you're going to be doing next year, what you'd like to have manifested, and just maybe see what month you wish to put them into place according to the energy. So the energy should be very systematic. So as you feel the energies coming in, which we do basically every 15 minutes, we allow you to feel the energy for probably 10 to 15 minutes. And once you feel the energy, then you can see what affirmation or what you like to possibly do during that particular energy time, okay? Using the word time because, remember, we're still living in time here, and this is how it kind of works. So it's a wonderful call. It'll be $20 if you're interested. This is, I think, our fourth one that we've done so far, and people just love it to feel the new energies coming in. And plus, you get wonderful healing, too. So it's going to be a three-hour conference call, and you can have fun and enjoy your January 1st that way. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that's exciting, especially for all the West Coasters that, are anxious or excited about having a chance to go into the light infusion chamber. We talk about that when you go to New York a lot, but this will give the people on the West Coast or closer to this side a chance to do that, which is just so awesome to experience the rapid acceleration of healing in just seconds in the light chamber. So that's just amazing. You want to talk about that at all and what that's like?
Yeah. I'll give you a one-minute sample, everybody. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in. And this is what it would feel like being in the light infusion chamber. So here we go. As I count to 10, and when I hit 10, it'll start. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You might feel the energy coming to you. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is for physical healing. So just request healing now and just see what the light beings can do for you. You're actually on the light ship at this particular moment in the time-based reality. And I'll just be quiet for the next 45 seconds here. Okay, so Tina's asking where she signs up to get on that call. We'll be sending out emails probably, I think, in a day or two here. And you just use PayPal to click on it. Also be on the website here. So, website's creationlightship.com. Anybody out there with questions? Sylvia on the fast chat there, anything? Any comments that we need to go over?
Let's see. Well, mine just... is refreshing, so hopefully it'll come back up in just a moment. And in the meantime, if anyone who has a question can type it in, that would be great. And for all the new people, while I'm waiting for mine to come back up, oh, here it is. Okay, let's see. Yeah, we have a couple of requests, Ron. Let's see, we have Pat on, asking if we could please do a clearing for frostbite on hands and face.
Okay, so here we go. Count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels. And, I thought I'd do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still not good enough. Okay, here we go. I can feel a little more energy there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a question from Learn here about trying to crash alien timelines here, which I do not do. So I'm sorry, but we just don't crash these timelines here. That, the timelines that we do, at least you do for yourself, is for your emotional situations here. So it's a little rough to do right now. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that felt really actually wonderful. So thank you. And let's see. Stephanie says, that was great. Thanks. And I believe I just heard a caller come on the line. Do we have a caller there?
Hi, Sylvia. Yes, it's Carrie. Hi, Ron.
Hi,
yeah.
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Yeah.
Great to hear you.
Great. Yeah,
you
we got
too.
A,
good
I got
to hear
email.
Your voice again.
So maybe you could read the email. I just forwarded it over to you.
Yeah.
Just no names of the person, and I'll describe this email, okay, in my
okay.
words.
Okay.
Go ahead. This is
so
event up. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So there's an event coming up, and the email was sent to Ron by somebody, and it's it says, let's see here. I'm just scrolling down. It's on Saturday, December 18th, and it says this Saturday at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, Ascended Master Groups will be gathering around the world to consciously utilize a specific energy being offered by the Ascended Masters. Through the power of group intention, a wave of this amazing energy and light will be sent around the globe to bless all and serve this planet in its evolution. In this time of planetary crisis, the transmission flame service is offered by the Ascended Masters as one of the main tools to uplift our planet's vibration. Life Divine is pleased to offer everyone an opportunity to be a part of this important service to all life. That's basically what it says. So this is something happening on December 18th. So, Ron, go ahead and
yeah,
explain
so I'll give the
what
flip
you wanted
side
to
of it
say.
Here. So first of all, remember, the Ascended Masters do not judge anything. So they could not necessarily judge what's happening to us here because they're in the light. So that's the first plague that you want to see when you hear things like this here. The next thing is that somehow they think that people need to be involved to change the evolution of the planet here as it evolves into maybe a higher state of consciousness. So that, you know, I don't agree with either too much. And then getting people in alignment to do the energy. Remember, the energy, it says this amazing energy and light will be present around the globe to bless all. Well, your only blessing you're ever going to get is from your own spirit. So what they're doing is they're bringing in alien energies here, of whatever that would be, in the name of the Ascended Masters, which people normally would feel that would be very sacred, and given a name of it, which is, I guess, Transmission Flame Service, I think. I could be wrong there, but whatever that is. So none of this stuff I agree with at all because it's taking stuff outside of yourself to bring it in here. Remember, the Earth spirit is already on its own healing process. And because people have DNA in them, as you think, the way it sounds, you're going to be bringing in this divine energy, which will connect to the planet for the planet healing. That's why I would sort of take that, okay? Well, this is like a psychic attack. The energy comes to you anyway. So whatever's being directed to you as you bring it into the Earth, which is kind of what they're saying between the lines there, you're going to be giving the Earth all of your emotional garbage, okay? just like when you do a psychic attack on people. They get all your garbage and stuff to you. So none of this is to me a valid thing, but a lot of people do these type of things, and they do try to do worldwide meditations and stuff like that. And it's whenever you go outside of yourself and get connected to anything, it's in the mind energy. And there's nothing on here about heart-based energy, okay? So it's quite interesting how these are worded and other people doing these healings word things. You know, at first on the surface it sounds great until you finally realize that this is why we're in the predicament that we're in right now, because people bring energies in here, opening up the stargates and vortexes for the aliens to come to us because we're asking them to bring the energy in. And that this is what it's all about. So the whole thing is not to send the earth spirit anything at all. It can take back the emotional bodies of people because it created that, but anything else does not need your help. And so, you know, this is kind of written in a way that people would think that their ego self can really help out by sending energy or being an antenna for energy as a conduit. Well, the earth spirits, you know, like I say, as big as this planet. Do you think it really needs you? Okay, no. In fact, you're part of the problem because you're running the energy of yourself and you're connecting into the planet. So all the judgment that you have from each body, when it dies, that goes into the planet too. You got to think about that. What your body's made up of, you know, if you get buried and you decay into the planet, you're bringing all that negativity into the planet too. This is why cremation is so good. But anyway, that's food for thought for everybody. So I hope that kind of shines a light on what people are doing. They do these things on certain days, key days, or the full moon, or new moon, or, you know, the sequential number system. You know, remember that I said, like, when you get the same number repeated all the time, a lot of people talk about seeing 1111. Well, that's just the way the aliens are controlling your implants. They're sending out a transmission for you to look at the clock at 1111. And naturally, if you look at the clock, that means that they got you tagged because they're probably scanning you to make sure that their program is working. It's like a wake-up call, like your telephone's ringing. Are you going to pick it up? Well, you're seeing 1111. That's your wake-up call. They go, oh, we got this person. They're hooked up pretty well. Who else is doing this? They're hooked up well, too. Oh, this person didn't see 1111. Well, we got to work on them more, give them some more implants. So that's kind of how it works. So remember, they work with energies of numbers and letters. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Basically, we have a few more questions here. One is, does the source energy ever give us energy at Christmas?
No. It doesn't give you anything more. It doesn't recognize time, okay? So right away, if the source energy does not recognize time, then how would it know what the days are, okay? And why would it pick December 18th for a clearing? It doesn't know about time, okay? So right away, you people out there who really understand what I talk about, you go, yeah, why would it pick a certain date to make everything nice and well on this planet, okay? Because this light does not live in time. That's it.
Okay. Carrie, are you still on the line? I guess Carrie got off. But thank you so much for calling in, Carrie. I didn't mean to cut your questions short. If you have another one, let us know. Let's see. We had a request from Pete. Well, let's see. He's asking, first of all, when are jellyfish placed on us? Does that happen from birth?
Boy, that's a good question. Let me think here. I would say more than likely not, okay? I think they probably come into us maybe 1.5, 2 years of age is when they start to connecting to us, the horrible twos, okay?
Yeah, I think that's a time where a lot of people see a change take place in kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So we have a question about from JJ on how do we protect ourselves from that December 18th attack on us?
If you can scan your heart more, do that. I now increase my life force energy. That would be good. We've done that in a few programs. I don't know if that's up on the BBS archives or not. I'll have to find out. Maybe somebody knows. I know I have the mind to heart drop, but I'll just talk about it here. We can do that right now, all of us together.
Oh, great.
You do, it's very simple. You move your hands apart, palms facing forward, maybe body width or so, and then come back in slowly. And at some point in, like maybe 6 inches to a foot, you're going to start to feel like you're compressed in a spring. It could even be body width for you. And so when you feel that spring tension between the palm of your hands, and your hands will be probably, kind of corresponding to where your heart center would be in a sense. Not that it makes any difference there because you can feel energy anywhere with your hands, but they have to be facing each other. So that's a more comfortable way of doing it. So when you feel it, then just feel it. Don't wiggle your hands back and forth like a little butterfly, okay? You're not trying to force energy to be built up. You just want to feel where it is. And then you just say the affirmation out loud. Must be out loud, otherwise you're in your head. And then you're in the mental plane, so then you give an energy to the aliens, okay? You don't want to do that. So you want to say it out loud. And the affirmation is, I now increase my life force energy. Very, very simple. And after you say that, move your hands apart and come back in again. And for most people, it'll increase probably between maybe 3 inches to maybe 9 inches, something like that, maybe even a foot. And then when you feel it, then stop. Say it again out loud. Do it 10 times. We'll do it 10 times here. So here we go, everybody. Say it out loud with me. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And then pull your hands apart after you sample. Come back in. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it a few more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. So I'll repeat the steps again. All you do is first feel where the energy is between the palm of your hands, and you should be all the way out, alongside of you now with your hands. So you first sample it, see where it is, see the affirmation. Move your hands apart, come back in again, and then see where it is, move them out again, come back in, and each time it's going to be building. Normally after about, 4 times, 5 times, you're going to see that your hands are going to be alongside of your whole body. And it's very simple. And just do that, and you get charged up. So that's one good way to bring in your energy. And you're bringing more of your spirit with you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a question from Marie R. This is about one of the online website clearings, and the question is, I typed in toxicity/lymph clearing for time crash. Is that the way to word it?
Yeah, that would be fine. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And let's see, Pete from Australia is asking if we could have a timeline clearing for the removal of jellyfish energy placed on people.
On the callers here listening, yes. Okay? Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. man, these are big. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is, like I said, for the people listening to the program, not your family or anything else. It's just you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That might help you somewhat. To me, it feels like about 100 timeline crashes would be needed before you actually really feel some good benefit on it. So this will help you. Remember, they're out there and they come back. So that's the problem with these things. But the more timelines you get down, the better off you are, and so is everybody else. So you could do that, but I wouldn't go into any of the alien races because it will not work for that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. Learn on the fast chat is mentioning that there is now a dream clearing aspect of the timeline crashings on the website. So is that a new option in the drop-down?
Yeah, we added that to it. And this is on the timeline crashing. So some people have dreams that are reoccurring, or just a dream that you may have had. Maybe you have had a dream last night. Well, you can grab a hold of that if you want, or just think about it, what it was, and just kind of write down briefly the dream, and then from there do a timeline crash on it. And probably do many of them, because a lot of times the dreams are reoccurring. And, you know, they do get the dreams from you through your cellular memory. And maybe your thoughts. Maybe you saw a TV program, and you were the actor in that scene. You know, of your dream state. That could happen too. But mainly, it's stuff that you've experienced in this lifetime, or maybe even past lives, and they kind of change it, or they just make a new script for you. But you basically are bringing forth different scenes that you have seen in your life. Let's say you had a dream of driving a car and going off a cliff. Well, the car you're in, you could have saw in a movie, you know, maybe 10 years ago. And then maybe the mountain that you're on, the mountain road, could have been out of, you know, something that happened 25 years ago. And they kind of take all these particular thoughts and put them together and make a sequence out of them. And then you experience that, and they resonate with you. This is how these dreams are. So if you do have a dream, you can put it in there and do a timeline crash on it, and maybe the dream won't come back to you anymore. Now, there are people that have the same dream, maybe three times a year or something, and they're kind of wondering why they keep getting it. Well, this is one way to get rid of it, possibly. Can't guarantee it, but by doing a timeline crash, you have a good possibility of it leaving you. And that way the aliens won't be taking your energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Next on the fast chat, we have Alexander. Hi, Alexander. And he is saying if he could please get a clearing from what the email that Carrie read. He's really feeling that energy from the words and feeling surrounded by the alien energy from that.
Okay, here we go. So let's get rid of that energy. So stronger. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see if that helps you here. And I'll have a clearing here. Like if somebody wants a, boy, it's hard to read here. Crash mental chatter timeline. Okay, we can do that. Because that is an issue that people have. So it's related to an emotional issue because you have energy on it, okay? And you're feeling that. Just that it happens to be in the mental realm. So here we go. So, oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, a lot of energy there, too. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia. Wow.
Yeah, that's really something, huh?
I think it's two something.
Yeah, two somethings. So let's see. Here's a couple of questions from Joy. Can people who have died, loved ones, have any effect on us from the other side? I've heard that loved ones can send thoughts to us from the other side. Is that true?
Boy. I don't think that's correct as I look at it, because the darkness doesn't want to take away the energy that they're healing the spirit with, okay? So I don't think that's correct. Now, the emotional body is probably still floating around, and they could be confusing that with that person from the other side, and the emotional body can connect with you and give you thoughts. Not that it's going to send them to you. It will give you thoughts when it's in your body. So for that, I would say it could be correct. The emotional body could also come into someone else, maybe somebody who you're sitting with at a table, and it could come into that person, and they could very possibly use that emotional body to connect to you through their thoughts, okay, or their speaking. Let's put it that way. So, yes, the emotional body can be used that way. And then it can body hop from them into you and back and forth. Or maybe a person wants to do a reading on you and you're sitting with them. And that emotional body of, Aunt Harriet comes in to them. They get their information, like they're reading you, but they're really reading that emotional body. And, you know, not knowing where the energy is coming from. Remember, when somebody sits down to do a reading, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes here as far as readers, but remember, they're getting their information somewhere. Okay. So like I said on one of the programs, maybe it was on the different radio program that I'm on, you know, but the people, you know, if you put up a table, maybe you had you and a person next to you, and you put on your table that you're channeling a trash collector, right, and he has great information, and the person next to you says that she's channeling your angels, okay, who's going to be busier, okay? So, people do bring out this information that they are channeling, angels or an archangel or something like that, because people want to hear that. And these energies can come forth and say that they are an angel, you know. It's a no-brainer. They can say anything they want to you, you know. There's no integrity in that spirit realm, you see. And they can bring in all their friends. So you can say, man, I got 12 angels. Well, you could have 12 things with you that could give somebody, you know, good information. But it's not going to be what they portray, okay? And, that's what normally happens. Remember, like I said, the light does not ever promote itself. So like we talked about this, the person doing this December 18th thing, the light doesn't do that. It doesn't promote itself. It's always in the moment. And so how do you connect to the light? You have to be in the moment. You have to go to your heart, you know, and connect to who you are. That's the only energy which you're ever going to get, you know, is to connect to your heart center. And that's basically it. The light ship is here now for ascension to help the earth spirit. But before it came, you know, that's the rules. That's what Jesus told everybody. So for 2,000 years, the whole thing was to go to your heart, go within, connect to your source energy inside of you, which is your spirit. And you can't get more source energy because your spirit has all that it can give you. And that's the way it works. So you are it. You know, Guru? G-U-R-U? You know, well, you are you. You know, the spirit's in you. And anything outside of yourself is going to typically be darkness because it's coming to you, not from source, because source is all around you. You can't bring it into you. And your only connection that you have to source is through yourself. That's the teachings of Jesus. Very, very simple. Just that people don't feel empowered enough to do that. And that's just the way it is here, unfortunately. But that's the facts. You have it always with you. And people abandon their own spirit because they're not used to connecting to it. So that's kind of what it's all about. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. I think we had a question for clarification on the process of I now increase my life force energy. And I believe it was Tina asking about how do you know, how can you tell if you are really increasing your life force energy versus just expanding out your aura?
Oh, okay. Well, okay, your aura is not your life force energy, okay? So your aura is from your body, typically, okay? Your life force energy is a little different, although it may look like the same thing. But you will feel your body awaken. So when you feel your physical body awakening, just like you were tired and then all of a sudden you got full of energy, you know that it's working that way. So naturally when you say it out loud, you're telling all of your cells to bring in spirit energy to it. That's your life force. So the life force is invisible. And the life force is going to awaken your body. Can you bring in somebody else's life force into you? No, you can't. It can be directed to you by psychic attack, and you could take on negativity. So, yes, for that way, yes, you could get somebody else's negativity, thinking that it's life force. Yes, it can be done that way, but you're not getting your own life force energy. Remember, your spirit resonates with your body only. Your spirit does not resonate to your husband, your wife, your children, anything else. It only resonates with you because it's source energy in you at a certain frequency. And this is why your spirit is unique to itself and unique to your body. So I hope I answered that question okay for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and another question from Tina was, if you're running multiple clearings concurrently, in multiple windows, can I do one spirit infusion, or do I have to do multiple spirit infusions?
Each spirit infusion would work for the clearing that you're using. So they are all separate. Okay, so each time you do a spirit infusion for that clearing that you are doing, that specific clearing, okay? So, yes, I would say you would need to do more than one of those if you have more than one clearing up. If you're doing the same clearing with multiple pages on it, you still would need to clear and do a spirit infusion after that particular session is done on that particular one that you're doing. So the answer is still yes.
Okay, great. And let's see, we have a question from Pete from Australia. For 100 timeline clearings, do we go to 20 and start again?
Yes, you would. You can also you can do that too. Yes, I was going to put a box in that you could possibly type in, but just repeat it and do 1 is 21.
Okay, great. And Stephanie is asking, can we connect heart to heart with someone who has passed?
No, because their energy. Okay, the heart, I'll rephrase that, okay. Can you connect heart to heart? So if we change the words, can you connect to a spirit? Okay, the spirit isn't on the other side yet. Yes, you can. If it's on the other side, you probably will not be able to. You'd be getting the emotional energy. Now, heart to heart, she's meaning spirit, but we'll just talk about the heart. So you don't want to connect physical heart to physical heart, no. Okay, which is probably what she was, I'm sure she meant the other thing, but I just wanted to clarify that because you don't want to resonate to somebody else's body parts, okay? So you don't want to really connect to it that way. So if the spirit is not on the other side yet, another way of stating this, if the spirit was not abducted yet, stolen to the other side, then it would still be here more than likely, and you could connect to it, okay? So nothing is wrong with that. And my fast chat just went off, very strange, and we clicked on it again.
So did mine.
I had a white screen all of a sudden. It was up, and white screen still. Maybe we lost the fast chat.
Well, I know before it went off, I saw a couple of questions. One of them was, I believe someone was asking if you could take us through a mind-to-heart drop process and get everyone heart-centered.
Yes, I can do that, no problem. So here we go. And on a count from 10 backwards, to drop your mental awareness into your heart center. So here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. You should be in your heart center. So you are now out of time on the time-based reality that the aliens brought here. And so your clock that you can look at, we'll say, on the wall basically has stopped. But it stopped for you. The clock is still going on. So I don't have any fast chat yet. Mine has went off. I do have a screen that I brought up that it worked on. I had two of them on. So all I have is Tom says I'm still shaking from that. So that may have been the one of the timeline crashes. Let's see here. And then I got Stephanie's question here, heart to heart. So that's my end of my fast chat here. Okay. What else can we talk about, Sylvia? And
well,
somehow I can't even mouse over it to paste it. So otherwise, I'd send you what I have, Sylvia, but mine doesn't have anything.
Yeah, no, mine's done the same thing. So I think that there was a question earlier, something about a robot clearing, if you can do something like that regarding those mass gatherings.
Okay. That's hard to do, okay? All I can do it for you. You see, you can't go sideways with these clearings, okay? These clearings are not here to heal the world. The healings are here to heal yourself, okay? And the main thing is that as you heal yourself, you can actually start to work on other people because they'll see by example in you what's happened to you. And then you can tell them all about the light ship, okay? And this wonderful BBS program. Take a listen to the archives. But doing things for, you know, any things outside of yourself is not going to help you, you know, probably whatsoever. So that's the way it works. You have to heal yourself. And just look at these clearings that we have. Is a healing for you only, whatever you're doing to get yourself in a better, maybe living space in your body so your spirit can be with you and to have a better life as you live here. So I hope that answered the question. I could do a timeline crash for an event in your life that you've experienced. We can do that. So if any of you did anything, maybe you went to an event maybe you participated in something in the very past. We'll say the harmonic convergence. I think that was, what, 87, I think. If you were in that, do you still have energy on you? So let's do a timeline crash for that, but you have to specify what you want the timeline crash to be about. And this is not for the world, it's just for you to heal yourself. So think of something now, and I'll crash that timeline for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That harmonic convergence time crash will take about an hour and a half to do. So even though maybe you weren't even born then, okay? So if you don't know anything about it, it can still affect you. So you may feel the ramifications from it for the next hour and a half, okay? I'll just say that. The next thing is, I'll bring in the energy where the Earth Spirit is going to at Ascension time, and we're just talking about if it chooses not to come back here again, okay? Which right now, that's what it's choosing. So I'll bring in the energy that we would call eighth-dimensional reality. Remember, there's no dimensions in source energy, but down here we have to put time into it and some kind of way to figure out what it is, so we'll just call it 8D. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll just see what that does for you. It's like Pete's asking if he can put the jellyfish energy on a timeline. Boy, that's, you might be able to. It gets to be very difficult for me sometimes to do these clearings for people. I don't want to get too whacked out with all these jellyfish attaching to me. So typically I would say more than likely not, because there's just too many of them around. The jellyfish and the black widows are pretty potent still. You could probably just go into the alien attack page and get them off you that way. That's what I would recommend doing, because that's what it's designed for. So I would say more than likely not, because it's just too difficult right now. I could probably handle the energy, but it's not designed for that. It's for issues with your physical body as far as, emotional stuff. You can also put in physical, but, you don't want to take advantage of this because there may not be enough energy there to completely help you out with it. Remember, this is, you're looking at, sometimes maybe using a slingshot when you should have, a nuclear bomb, And the jellyfish are still pretty strong here. So just do stuff to clear yourself out with your issues, because this is how it works. The issues is what the timeline is for emotional issues that you're dealing with. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we are at the end of our time, so anything else we should talk about or announce or go over before we close out?
Yeah, we have the 8-hour calls on Sunday, 2 left. Go to the website and get those. We're going to have our Q&A this coming Friday, 8 o'clock. This is after the BBS program, Station 2. We'll be on a conference call line probably for an hour, at the most an hour and a half, but I just keep it down to an hour to honor the people back east. So that'll be Friday. And then naturally Saturday we go to the Light Ship. And You people should come on the Monday and Friday healing calls. They're wonderful for, you know, $20. You want to have some hour lightship healing. If you have physical conditions or problems, by all means, come on those calls. From there, you know, get on the timeline crash. It'll help you and humanity here. If you're a person out there and you go, man, how can I help other people? Man, do that timeline crash for yourself. It'll help many people, get them off of those timelines. So that's the whole thing, you know. Timeline crashing is a big one. So is the robotic clearing. In fact, it's too late now. Next program, I need to do the robotic sample clearings. I'm sorry, people, but we ran out of time here. That's a very good clearing to do. I think it's 1 month long for $100 to get rid of the to help you get rid of. Can't say it gets rid of all of them, but it will make your body feel so much better getting those programs taken off of you. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Sylvia. See you later, everybody.
Okay, good night, everyone. Tune in on Friday night for the sample of the robot clearing and whatever else you want to talk about. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.